We're entering that time of year where you're going to start to hear people say, don't talk about politics. Can't talk about politics. No politics at the table. It's a weird thing. I wonder if other countries say that. I've never really thought about it. And I'm sure most Americans don't think about how this time of year, a lot of other countries don't all get together in November and celebrate a holiday. They don't all get together and eat a turkey. I know England doesn't. I'm not sure if there's any other country that does. It's just like when we see Boxing Day on our calendars. I don't know about you, but I'm always like, is that like fight night? What is Boxing Day? No, it turns out it's like what they call presents. They give presents to each other. Boxes. It's a weird term. I guess dates back to before the word present. I'm hoping. But regardless, irregardless, as we say in New England, this is the time of year where you're going to hear a bunch of people say, don't talk politics. And the rest of the year, people just say, it's not appropriate to. And I totally disagree with that. Welcome to Rob's Morning Psychosis. I get why people say it. I totally get it. Especially with the cult-like fever that some people can get into politics with. It's like a fever dream. Like, they totally lose themselves and they're just wrapped up in this. Which, I mean, I guess part of me sees, like, the goodness in totally getting wrapped up in politics, but I guess it's the politics that I really disagree with the people who get totally fanatical over it. Or not even the politics, like the people, you know. I don't like the hypocrites on both sides. But why I say I don't disagree with that is because I just think it's so foreign. I think, would you say that if we were back in the 60s, and I wonder if people said this in the 60s, I'd think not. At least everything I've read, seen, watched about the 60s, people weren't saying, don't talk politics. Oh, we're not inviting this person because they're going to talk politics. I think it was, there was some open discourse on the politics, and I think that, you know, generates a healthy society. And somehow, maybe it was the coke-fueled 80s that people started to try to hush up about the three strikes rule. Was that in the 90s and the epidemics with the drugs? But at some point we've gotten to here where it's where, well, some of us like myself are trying to undo that stigma of not talking politics, because I think it's so weird. Again, if you were talking to any minority in this country, minority community in this country, would you tell them to not talk politics? It just seems like hypocritical that we want well-informed voters. We want an educated group of people who are going to go to the vote. Well, not the politicians, let's be honest. The people. I think everyone I've talked to or that I've experienced some kind of dialogue about, you know, the voting time and what they're voting about and questions about voting, even to the flyers that come out that tell you about the ballot questions that are so double worded. Oh my God, my crow friends are. Oh my God. Okay, so you're going to have to hold on to the podcast. I've been waiting all morning for these guys. I'm sorry if that was loud and I really didn't want to do this on the podcast. I've been sitting here waiting for my crow friends and they've been nowhere for days. And they just, I think it was four of them. I couldn't see. Four of them flew by and you just saw I got a crow caller. You can watch all this on my YouTube channel, documenting it, so it's not just audio, because I'm sure the audio sucks of just hearing crows talk back to me. I really didn't want to do that on the podcast, but I'm sorry. The crows come first over everything. They just do right now to form this friendship with them. I got to drop everything. There they are. Oh, those beautiful birds. I got to go leave some food for them. So if you want to watch my journey with the crows, you go to my YouTube channel. That's a gull. It's the gull and the crows. They fight over the food. And I'm not trying to give these gulls any more food, these dumpster divers. The gulls are big, big birds too. You ever got up close with a gull? one little lady. It might be a boy. I think she's a beautiful bird. I call her lady. She lets me get real close, like scary close. And you see how deep that beak could go into your skull if they decided to peck your eyes out. I know that's where my mind first goes, but I'm always curious how these bird keepers keep the trust. And now I'm trying to learn firsthand. So I've totally gotten off track and I forgot what I was saying. Oh, I am so sorry. I don't want to junk this podcast because I think it's an important point, but I'll just try to continue on. But I'm going to be real with you. If those crows start landing, I'm going to have to go because I got to give them some food. What a weird way to end the podcast. Sorry, my crow friends are here and they take precedent right now. It takes a long time to earn the trust of these guys, but from what I've realized is I think they've started to recognize me. We're going on week 3 and they've started to recognize that I'm out here trying my best. Oh yeah, look, oh, two of them are fighting. I know there's one family that lives right here. There might be some crows coming in on their turf. There they are. There's 3 of them. Yeah, there's like a gang of 5 and I'm trying to figure out who's who. They lost the 4th one. Oh, I can hear them all yelling at each other. I am so sorry. This is probably so boring. So let me get back to it. Would you tell a minority community, not to talk about it when you also want people? Oh, and that's what I was talking about. People want to be educated. And these ballot questions seem to be like double worded, double negatives, double positives. So you really don't know what you're voting for. And that's intentional. I mean, these questions could be simple. Let's just be honest here. They could just say, yes or no, do you agree with this? And it could be kept simple. Why is it not? Who's writing these? I mean, is that not frustrating for everyone? Tell me one person. I don't care what you're voting for on the question. Unless you want people to be tricked by it, I think everyone can agree. Like, the questions are so obtuse and weirdly written. Nobody answers questions like that. This shouldn't be the SAT. We shouldn't have to study, but we do. We have to study, They make you say yes for things that you don't want and no for things that you do want. It's totally effed. But that's not really my point. It kind of is. It leads to my point. The reason I'm for people talking politics at the table, wherever they are, is because politics govern our everyday life. And that's why I was bringing up minority communities. Because could you imagine? And you may be in one of these communities that's directly affected by laws that are happening right now. Or maybe just in your life. You don't have to be. And this is what I mean. It's like it affects everyone. It doesn't have to be the marginalized. It doesn't have to be the majority. Politics and the repercussions of what happens from them affect everyone at some point. You're not going to avoid it. You're not going to live your whole life here and just skate through without at some point a political decision, a law enacted affecting you. But there are some communities that have been way more affected than others by policy, So that's why I say talking about it is good because it's like school. Like, would you tell any college kid, Hey, no talking about the stuff you're learning at the table. We don't want to hear about it. Oh, no, you're not going to be invited to Thanksgiving if you come home and start talking, whatever major they've picked, your interpretive dance. No, you start breaking out your interpretive dance at the dinner table, and that's it. You're not coming next year, no Christmas for you. We encourage people to talk about stuff. Why is it that the most important thing, the thing that's going to affect everybody, we discourage? And I get because, this is where I understand, like, the arguments, the divided families. But are you really not going to be divided if that person is so far out there that you can't have a conversation with it? Like, that's what I don't get. If you have a family where someone is so far gone that even the mention of politics throws them off, I got news for you. You're going to lose them anyways. There's no making amends with somebody. I mean, they're going to find something wrong with the way you're living or the way you're talking at some point. If you're going to walk in eggshells like that. And I think it's healthier if we include everybody and have a discussion. And that's the trick, really. It's figuring out a way, and all the adults, that's the other key, being adults about, hey, we're going to talk about if, it starts to get heated. We got to remind everybody we love each other. We're family. We're all in this together. Take a deep breath. Go outside. Take 5. We'll stop for a little bit. But really, as a community, as a country, we need to be able to discuss this stuff, because that's the scary part about politics right now. I feel like the ones who encourage not to talk about it are also the ones who benefit the most from people not talking about it. And sometimes it's maybe even the opposite. The ones who are talking about it all the time are not talking about it with anybody outside their little echo chamber. So I just felt it's an important thing at the beginning of this season, where you start to hear everybody's talking about how they're not going to invite someone because of politics. I think that's stupid. And I think if you're on the non-inviting end, reconsider. I think that's dumb on your part. I think, you know, the worst thing you could do, I mean, just think about it. If you had a view and somebody said, we're not going to invite you because of your view, would that not send you to an extreme? Would you not feel persecuted and like a pariah for having a view? I mean, we're doing no service for the people who really need to be included and talked to, and maybe getting out of their Stockholm syndrome. We're doing no service to them by keeping them alone. So they're having, you know, dinner with Fox and friends. And then it's just, then there's no hope. The hope is incorporating everybody and talking about this. And I don't know. It's a weird podcast. I got to go look for my Raven friends. But I just really feel so passionate about that, that it's such a stupid thing. And if you ever hear anybody say, you know, oh, not appropriate to talk politics, work, Thanksgiving, holidays, just hanging out, that's stupid. Why would you want to be uninformed? Talking about it is how you're going to learn, grow, maybe change somebody's mind. Maybe your mind gets changed. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking to gain a side anywhere. I'm really not. I have my biases. I know where I stand. But for me, it's just opening a discussion and getting the stigma of not being able to talk about the thing that rules our lives. You know, it's such a weird thing to me that, like, we all agree the government puts the laws into effect and enforces them. Why would we not want more? It just seems like the politicians, the people who are writing these questions, the people who are enacting and enforcing and proposing these bills, they're the only ones that are going to benefit from us just not knowing anything. And I think the more informed you get, the more on my side you might become. Maybe that's my end game. All right. Thanks for listening to Rob's Morning Psychosis. I appreciate you. And if you want to see my journey trying to join a crow family, a crow gang, I love that sometimes the crow babies, when they become like teens, they will go off. Sometimes they stay with their family, their parents, for like 2 years. But sometimes the boys will go off and join a crow gang. When I learned that, I thought, that is bitching. And then I hated myself for saying that's bitching. Okay, that's it. Leave a 5-star review if you listen on Apple Podcasts. It will help the podcast. And if you can, share this. Grassroots, word of mouth. That's the best promotion help any podcast could get. I thank you so much. I love you. Have a great day, morning, night, whenever you listen to this crack of midnight. I don't care when you listen. I'm just grateful for you and for listening. Thanks for listening to Rob's Morning Psychosis. Peace.